Here we are back, Bassmaster Rabbley Fantasy Fishing, and it's time to look at Lake Oahe, which is the second to last stop of the Bassmaster Elite Series. Hard to believe that we only have Oahe and then La Crosse, and then we're done with fantasy fishing. Bassmaster wraps up all the elite qualifications, the Rookie of the Year, Angler of the Year, and the winners of all the groups and all the games for Rapla. Don't think you're out of it quite yet, because I think Oahe could be a wild card for not only the elite anglers, but for the fantasy fishing players as well, because there's not a lot of data to go by, and the data we do have isn't that accurate, and I'll tell you why in just a minute. Time is running out to join the Beat Hellebass group, but if you do want to join, the link is in the description below. Just search Beat Hellebass in the private group's password, Visor. And you too could win some Omnia gift cards. Congratulations to T. Brandsetter. He was a champion at the St. Lawrence River, put together a really nice lineup, reached out to you. I haven't heard back. So if you are looking to get your prize, leave me a comment or send me a DM on social media. And then for Drain the Lake, YouTube Cuz won the Beat Hellebass group, and he's already got his Omnia gift card. And now if I know him, he's probably already cashed in on some sweet baits from Omnia. If you don't think you got what it takes to win one of these events and you just want to sample the great products, great prices, awesome fast shipping, and amazing customer service, you can use the code down in my description below to save yourself 50% on just about everything at Omnia anytime you want. So go ahead and check that out and give them a shot and say thanks for supporting this channel, the contest, and everything we do here on this channel. So here are a couple things to consider about Oahe when you're making your picks for this week. First of all, it is an absolute monstrous, massive fishery. And it's 99.9% smallmouth. There are a few largemouth, but pretty much any largemouth that you see weighed in were probably caught on accident. And I truly believe there is not a targetable population of largemouth. So make sure you consider that. Don't think you're going to find a sneaky largemouth bite with an angler that's going to sneak off like they used to do on Oneida and places like that. As far as the playing field, this gives you, here is the dam at Oahe, and here's where they're taking off. And then obviously they can go up quite a ways up as well. But just to give you perspective, last time in 2018, when the elites were here, they took out of Spring Creek, Cow Creek area down by the dam down near Pierre. Mobridge is the site this year, and it's over 100 miles driving, and I think with the twists and turns, it's well over 100 miles by water as well. The only gas station that I'm aware of is down here at Spring Creek. There is no way to physically get there on a tank of gas to go back. When they were fishing here last time, most of the time, I think most of the anglers didn't make it up past this bridge here in a tank of gas to be able to return. So looking at the same thing, Mobridge, they will be able to get down past, you know, maybe in this section here is about as far as they can get without gassing up, which there is not an option, and return back to Mobridge. And then obviously they can go up that distance up front. So pretty much all the fish found in 2018 for any of the anglers that remain in that field, very few of them, unless they were fishing at the very upper range, will be able to go to that same water or use any of the same spots. Plus the water is down a little bit. This place fluctuates quite a bit, and this fishery has obviously evolved quite a bit in the last 4 years. This bottom of this reservoir may fish similar to the top. So the people that were here may get a feel for what it fishes like, how the fish set up, but they're going to definitely have to find new schools of fish, new water, and new spots for this event. Overall, I'm sitting pretty good, almost at 96%, hanging in there. But with two events, we're going to have to take some calculated risks if we're going to make a push to the top in the last two events. All right, time to jump into the Oahe picks, and we're going to start with Bucket E. Welcher is getting a lot of attention here because he's a well-known angler, but I'm not so sure that this is going to set up really good for Welcher. Iaconelli was here in 2018. He may be a sneaky pick. Obviously, he's had an off year. He's a pretty talented angler. I'm guessing he probably could do well here. But I like Alex Redwine. He did really well at St. Lawrence River. He's had a kind of a rough rookie start, but smallmouth are his jam. And I think he's going to do okay here at Oahe. Jonathan Kelly, another guy that's familiar with smallmouth, could be pretty good. And, you know, Keith Combs was here last time. So there are some other good options here in Bucket E. I will also highlight that David Fritz had a top 20 finish here in 2018. And he was on some actually pretty good fish, and he did have some fish losses that cost him a chance. So he may have actually had a chance to contend for the win on Oahe. So if you're looking for a nostalgia pick and you want a throwback angler and you want to relieve some of the memories, maybe this is kind of the farewell tour, the last hurrah for David Fritz at Oahe here, and it could be a good one. So if you are a big fan of the Crankbait King and you want to put him on your fantasy team, this is the event to do that. Bucket D. A lot of talented anglers here. You got guys like John Cruz, veteran, been here before, didn't have a great event. Obviously, he's evolved as an angler since then, but smallmouth aren't always his friend. Justin Atkins, who has recently been catching him pretty good, especially on the northern swing, needs to catch him to keep his elite requalification dreams alive. Oahe probably fishes a lot like some of the West Coast lakes. It's very barren. It's very desert-like. It's a lot of deep water, canyons, sharp drops, things like that. So maybe somebody like Matty Wong could be good here. But in the end, I'm definitely going to go with Paul Mueller. This really fits his wheelhouse. He had a solid, I believe, top 20 finish here in 2018. This place sets up that you can usually see the smallmouth pretty well on your electronics, whether that's scanning or with live scope or front-facing sonar. So I think this is going to be right in Paul Mueller's wheelhouse. He's done really well, especially out on smallmouth fisheries, like when he's been able to fish the Great Lakes, you know, places like Lanier, things like that. This really kind of sets up for him. So I'm definitely going with Paul in bucket D, even though that's a little bit of chalk. So even if you're trying to make up ground, you can't go with all dark horses, and you got to be smart about where you take your shots, because if you go all low percentage players, typically that ends up biting you and you fall even further.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Bucket C, several interesting anglers. Josh Douglas from Minnesota, known as a smallmouth expert. Chad Pipkins, Carl Jockimson, getting better and better at smallmouth electronics, things like that. I think Cody Huff could be a dark horse here. I think he's really good with electronics, suspended fish that could really play. Greg DePalma also, I think, could be sneaky here. You know, Bernie Schultz has been pretty good on northern smallmouth fisheries, but I don't think Oahe's going to play as much where we have that super shallow sight fishing kind of bite. I think it probably does exist at Oahe, but from my experience, it's not as strong as at some of these other fisheries that we go to, like Mille Lacs, St. Clair, St. Lawrence River, things like that. Austin Felix is my choice. He's been out here. He went out in pre-practice last year around the same time. He had a really good time. I think him being able to scan, I think to some degree, if you kind of married a ledge fishing tournament with a St. Clair tournament where you're scanning to find schools of fish and then you're catching them off front-facing sonar, I think that's kind of how it's going to be won. I could be wrong, but anglers that are really good with electronics should be really stout at this event. So the Sleepy Assassin, I'm joining the crowd with Bucket C. Bucket B, Fighter had a really good tournament here last time. Clifford Perch had a solid event. He was in the mix to win this last time. You got Bob Downey, smallmouth angler. I believe Pat Schlopper was able to pre-practice this event. Maybe some of the anglers did as well. Based on Jacob Fouts' recent success, he could be good. I think there's a lot of good options here. I wouldn't even be surprised somebody like maybe Mark Frazier, Buddy Gross. But I'm going to run the Jay Shakurit train. In most of his interviews after his win and record-setting performance at St. Lawrence, Ontario, he kept talking about how excited he was to get back out here to Oahe. So I think he's excited for a reason. Smallmouth is definitely a sweet spot for him. So I'm going to go ahead and take Jay Shakurit at just under 15% and take that value. I think that's a really good value pick here. Lastly, Bucket A. Hard to pass up the Johnsons, BP, Taco Itu, Jeff Gustafson. A lot of really strong anglers, a lot of great smallmouth anglers. But for some reason, I've just got a feeling that Zaldane could be really sneaky. He's a West Coast guy. This is basically a West Coast fishery more than it is some of these other small Great Lake fisheries go to. He was here in 2018. He did not have a good finish. I think he was around 75th. But I think he'll learn from that. He's coming off two top 10s in a row, Pickwick and now St. Lawrence River. I think the momentum is there. I think he's fishing well. He's fishing confident. And I think he's poised to have a really good tournament here. And this is one of my picks where I'm looking to make up a little bit of ground and try to push up on the leaderboards. There's been a lot of rumblings about massive weights, and I do think they're going to catch them pretty strong. And I do think you're going to see some low to mid 20 pound bags weighed, but I don't think there is enough fish for 100 anglers or enough fish for 80 anglers to pressure the same water for 4 days to hit 100 pounds. But I do think it's going to be pretty strong, and I think we're going to see upper 80s. So I'm going 87 pounds, 3 ounces for my tiebreaker weight at this time. Also, wind can be a big factor. If we get wind, it's going to make it tough on the anglers, much like it does Ontario. And So just keep that in consideration that weights could go down and there is a chance that we could even have some cancellations. So just be aware of that. If they do cancel a day, usually you can go in and edit your tiebreakers in fantasy fishing. All right, let's talk Drain the Lake. Drain the Lake, I'm sitting even stronger at almost 99%. We're in the top 300 here, 264 with two events left to go. So let's pick our Drain the Lake roster right now. All right, so here we go. Who do I have left? Next, going to save Jay Shakurit for lacrosse. Josh Douglas. Paul Mueller. Cody Huff. Clifford Perch. Austin Felix. Going to go ahead and put Greg DePalma on there. Maddie Wong. And that is my roster for Drain the Lake. Hopefully these guys catch them. Again, that tiebreaker is 87 pounds, 3 ounces.